Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Little autumn in the air in these parts, and Steve Kearney joining us. And, of course, SteveKearneyOutdoors.com. He's been visiting with us for years here on the weekend about the great outdoors. And, Steve, this is prime time for you. You love this.
I do. Good afternoon, Steve. I am loving this weather. It is just awesome. I was out on the water this morning about 45 minutes before the sun came up, and it was a beautiful full moon, and it was a fabulous morning to be out. And these walleyes just started getting snappy here in the last couple days. The water temperatures dropped down to 70 degrees, and the key is to get out there in the morning at least an hour before the sun comes up. And I've been pulling crankbaits early, and you get about a two-hour bite in the morning. And then once the sun's up, and it's pretty much over. But if you can get out about an hour before the sun comes up, it's prime time. They're up shallow, and it's really been good the last couple times out this week.
I can sense the enthusiasm in your voice, Steve.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. I mean, no. I mean, you're always in a good mood, but right now you can tell they're biting.
I am in such a good mood, Steve. There's so much going on this week. You know, we just got some information on the pheasant road counts from August, and the pheasant count is supposedly up about 18%. I would take that with a grain of salt. I mean, we really don't know what's going on with the pheasants until we start getting the harvest happening, get some of the standing corn in, get the beans in, and then you start to see really what the numbers are. And I've had a lot of conflicting reports all over the Dakotas and Minnesota on areas that had a late hatch. Some had a lot of rain and hail and a poor hatch. And so it's kind of all over the board. But I think it's optimistic somewhat. You know, a lot of times these hen pheasants will have a second nest. You know, if the first one doesn't happen, they will re-nest again. And but the problem with that is the birds are so uncolored by fall that it's hard to tell a rooster from a hen, so there might be some of that as well. But I guess it's good news overall, and, you know, we'll know probably in maybe 3 weeks when that harvest starts and these birds start getting out of that heavy cover. Then we'll, you know, have a little bit better handle on it.
Yeah, and Steve, it's all about habitat when it comes to pheasants or duck hunting and success for that matter. And pheasant hunting, the habitat situation is simple. When there's habitat and the weather cooperates, the numbers are there.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, and habitat's been disappearing at an alarming rate in the last 25, 30 years. And I've kind of changed my pheasant type of hunting, Steve. Now I avoid all the really cliche areas like Huron and Aberdeen and, you know, areas in western Minnesota, Ortonville, places that get hit, you know, that are kind of well-known. And I get away from those areas and try to go to more obscure parts of Minnesota, farther to the northwest, farther north in North Dakota, a little bit more northeast in South Dakota, and get away from these very well-known areas. And you will get your birds. You're going to end up hunting in areas that don't really have the numbers that the more well-known and cliche areas have, but it's easier to get on property in areas that are kind of off the radar, so to speak. So you're going to see less birds, but you're still going to get your birds. So that's what I've been doing kind of because of this habitat loss and water quality and all the things that have happened throughout the Midwest. I've just kind of changed a little bit more in that direction. And, you know, you're going to end up walking a little bit farther, but you'll get your birds if you put in your time.
All right, you've been spending time in the woods, hanging stands, getting ready for the bull hunt. What are your thoughts at this moment?
I'm absolutely upside down, Steve. It starts next Saturday, and I only have like 6 days to prepare, and I'm already losing sleep, but that's kind of typical. I've got my stands up, ground blinds are up, the deer have been just pounding the cornfields, have been pounding all the soybeans, and the numbers look good. I'm really looking excited for that. Also doing a little scouting for ducks right now. That opens in 2 weeks. Not seeing a lot of birds. I'm just a little bit disappointed about that, and it could have something to do with the early teal season. The disruption, 3 weeks before our regular season, we have the youth season coming up here. So a little concerned about that, but, you know, we'll just have to see how that shakes out, too. I like to see the birds, concentrating now and see groups, and I'm really not, but, hopefully that's going to change. I really hope that does.
The one thing I look forward to about the fall is the wood ducks swing in and they clean up the acorns in my backyard, because I got a lot of old bur oaks right along the river, and they dump a bumper crop of acorns. And I love it in that short stretch where the wood ducks are moving through downriver and swoop in, and probably 4 or 5 days in a row, they're very skittish. They'll come in, they'll get after those acorns, and then any sort of movement and they're gone. So when the wood ducks are here, please don't disturb the wood ducks. Let them clean up the acorns for me.
Steve, I don't understand how a wood duck can swallow an acorn. That thing is huge. And they'll sometimes have 6 or 7 acorns in their throat, and it's like, how do they get those down? I have no idea, because they're whole. They're not, crushed, and they swallow them down. I don't know how they do it.
Yeah, it is extraordinary. And like I say, I have some old oaks. It is the real deal of acorn production in my backyard. And the wood ducks, I'm so glad to see them. And they'll come in 25, 30 at a time. And it's really cool to see.
Yeah, they try to do surveys, on ducks by flying, over and taking, photographs and trying to get an idea of ducks. But wood ducks are so elusive, and they like backwater areas and areas that you can't see from the air. And it's very hard to determine the wood duck population, because they're very skittish, and they're always in these back areas. And, they're just such an amazing bird. That is my favorite duck by far. And, that bird is probably one of the most harvested birds in Minnesota, with a good population. And, they are, not only are they beautiful, they're beautiful on the wing.
Yeah, and I'm going to take photos when they're in here. But even standing in the window taking a photo can spook them and send them out of there. And I want to make sure they get a full meal of acorns in my backyard before they move on. All right, Steve, always good to visit with you. Where are you going to be in the coming week?
I'm going crazy here, Steve. I'll be on the water this week as well, very early in the morning, and then finalizing some duck stuff and, making sure the bow stuff's ready to go. So it's a busy week, but, again, I love this time of the year. And, we almost have an opening day almost every weekend in September and October. That's what makes it so exciting. So on we go.
All right. Sleep when you can, my friend.
You got it, Steve-O.
All right. Steve Kearney Outdoors joining us each and every Saturday. He's been joining us on the weekends for years.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.